Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. This is Shekinah, an encounter with God's love, power, and wisdom. And you're about to listen to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International. Stay tuned, because your life will be transformed by the words that you will hear.
Pray. Sabala na bakwata babala to la babashka babala de la babawa. Manta babakwata bala baba da babala tia. Ask the Lord to do a quick work. Ask the Lord to encounter you. Ask the Lord to release strength and grace for you. The angel appeared unto him and said, Oh prophet, eat and drink, for the journey is great. Eat and drink, for the journey is great. Shababala na makwata babala tanaba. Abala ne baba numbele atara bala babo sabala dina babaska. Maria babala ne kababa sabala dana mamanta. Akebala bamanta bola babana basabai. Ara babala ne mamaska babala da babo askaba. Help me, Abba Father. Help me, Abba Father. Help me, Lord Jesus. Shabala ne kabas kababala na bakaba. Era babana babala mamanta babala boa. Beyond my weakness, beyond my challenge, beyond my infirmity, beyond my inadequacy, beyond my qualification, help me, oh God. Beyond my identity, help me, oh God. Shabalane bakabai barada babalatua. We are a people desperately in need of the help of God. We are a people desperately hungry in need of the help of the supply of the strength of God. None of us is qualified. God just qualify us. Father, we are all in a journey. We are all in a journey. Pray and ask God, oh God, strengthen me. Strengthen me this night. Empower me this evening. Empower me. Empower me, oh God. Empower me. Asabalena kabai. Arababalababana baskabaya. Arabatamai balatabana. Ekabatababalabamanaba. Ara shakaina pray. Shakaina pray. It's going to be a quick walk, but pray. Sabalana bakwata balata. Eshababala babana babala babana babua. Erababada babala babana babala babaskaba. Errabota makabai. Ababata bana babo. Errababana babana babo. Errababana babala babo. There is no greatness without God. There is no greatness without God. There is no advancement without God. Esabata. Ebata babeta bata babata. I look upon the hills where my strength and my help come from. My help come from above, from the maker of heaven and earth. My help come from the creator of heaven and earth. I look upon the hills. I look upon the heavens. May my prayer rise before you as incense, and the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. May my prayer rise before you as incense, O God. Philip Cephas cry. Blessing cry. Joshua cry. Paul cry. Elijah cry. Ephraim cry. Everyone cry. We cry. Help us, O God. Strengthen us. Don't leave us like this. Let not a vandal pass over our life prosper. The devil cannot win over our life. The devil cannot prosper. He cannot prosper. I rebel against the devil. I rebel against the devil. I remain a terror to the kingdom of darkness. I have rise for the fall of many. Allah mekapo maya. Akapa nekabai, akapa nekabai, abana baba bossa baba bai, arababa na baba la babwa. If everybody choose to fail in your family, you cannot follow them. I refuse to fail. I refuse to be a failure. I refuse to be a failure. No. I am Philip Cephas. I belong to God. Call your name. I am Blessing. I belong to God. I am Annabelle. I belong to God. I am Esther. I belong to God. I am Israel. I belong to God. I don't belong to the devil. No idol will walk in my life. No pattern will walk in my life. No curses will walk in my life. I rebel against the system. I rebel. I rebel. I rebel. Oh my God. Bame kapuma ya, asa bame kabala. Everybody choose to die, not me. I will not die. I will not perish. I will not die. I will not perish. Oh my God. Pray some more. Emmanuel, thy whole world is calling your name. Emmanuel, when you come again, Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to me, Emmanuel,
Emmanuel. Holy Ghost, Holy Hour, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Hour,
Holy Hour,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Hour,
Holy Hour,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Hour,
Holy Hour,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost.
Holy Spirit, you are my life, and today you are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life, and today you are my life. Holy Spirit, you are my life, today you are my life.
Holy Spirit, you are my life, today you are my life.
Of us by you that you have been tonight. The feelings of us by you that you have been tonight. Baba, I cry to you tonight. Oh, Jesus, I cry to you tonight. Feelings of us by you that you help me tonight. The feelings of us by you that you help me tonight. Jesus, I cry to you tonight. Holy Spirit, I cry to you tonight. Feelings of us by you that you help me tonight. Oh, feelings of us by you that you help me tonight. Oh, Marula da, Mamuna, Marula da, Mamuna, Iba Mame, Laku, Eba Mamula, Mamuna. Babulana mamuna, e mamilana mamuna ho, e mamala lebu, e mamula mamuna ho, mamilana mamuna, mamulana mamuna ho, e babala lebu, e mamula mamuna ho. Oh my God. Yahweh. Yahweh. Oh, I see the fire. I see the glory. Now I can enter. I see the fire,
I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, I see the glory, so I'm alerta.
I see the fire,
I see the fire, I see the glory, so I'm alerta.
I see the fire,
I see the fire, I see the glory, so I'm alerta.
I see the fire,
I see the fire, I see the glory, so I'm alerta.
Hey, hey, hey.
Of God does a surgery. The presence of God is tangible, is amicable. There can never be a better greatness to be enjoyed outside of God. And if there is any, it's his crown. Because of the want of time, let me appreciate it. I don't know how to stop the tempo of prayer. You know, we are praying, people are sometimes challenging, stopping men from praying. But we need to do a teaching. We need to teach. We need to give a little bit of perspective. Hallelujah. 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 If you are excited to be in Shekinah this month of August, give the Lord a shout. Shekinah, give the Lord a shout. Many have died. I don't know where many were now, but I am here. Many had all kinds of accidents. All kinds of things happened. Some of us are alive today because we are not a tragedy. We are not. We are not a tragedy. We may not have everything that it is that connive to an advantage in life, but there is a reason for which we are born. And there is also a reason for which we are living right now. And you have to be proud of that. Don't let anyone intimidate you. Never. There has never been a best version of yourself. And there can never be. Anyone may be it might be a photocopy, or they are a best version of themselves. You are the best version of yourself. You are too important. You are too valuable. And God is desperately need to work with you. And I assure you, and that is the reason why you are still living at this moment. Please help me appreciate your neighbor, seated left and right, as you have your seat. Just appreciate them, compliment them.
Tell them, we will all be great. We will be. We will be. And the mentor of mine said, the beautiful part of it is that we will all know ourselves. But I always add it up that you will be great and you will live so long to enjoy the days of your greatness. Because sometimes people suffer for 80 years or suffer for 20 years, 30 years. And just towards the last 5 years of their life, they now die. It's too bad. Help me appreciate my beloved mom. My beloved mom is around. She come to supervise me. Also help me appreciate all the ministers of the gospel. I mean, they say if you don't celebrate grace, you'll be disgraced. Thank you so much for being around and helping make this possible. Sincerely speaking, without everyone's effort, this will not be possible. With all the challenges we're going through, as I'm talking to you right now, there's a security issue all across the nation. And that is the reason why we are trying to see our best if we can be brief so that we can get done. Is that okay? Help me appreciate the best choir in town. The best choir in town. How many of you see a difference among our ushers? If you see a difference among our ushers, please appreciate our ushers. Our ushers have identity. Now we will know who is an usher. They wanted to surprise me, but me too, I surprised them. So that's good. Thank you so much for doing your best. Please go with me fast to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 61. We are going to consider in Shekinah the five fingers of greatness. And these are referred to them as the things that buy money. Today is going to be a very brief teaching, I trust God, but it's going to actually be something that is totally going to change your life. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't believe what I'm going to be saying today, there is no hope for you. I'm telling you. If you don't believe what I'm going to say today, it doesn't really matter your certificate. It doesn't really matter your qualification. Life will be so impartial for you. Life will be so challenging for you. Do you realize that in the midst of what we call recession, there are people that don't know recession? In the midst of what we call lack, there are people that don't know it. If there is recession, who is making the money? When you say there is no supply, I'm telling you the truth, there is somebody that has so much in abundance that he doesn't even need it. What I'm trying to let you understand is that there is a security in God. There is a system designed in God to ensure that a believer always have an advantage. It doesn't matter the times. That is why the Bible says, when they say there is a casting down, you say there is a lifting up. It doesn't matter what they say. What did you say? Because you will have a reality of what you say, not what they said. The doctor said you are dying tomorrow. What do you say? I am dying? No, I am living. Say the power of life and death is in your tongue. I have done a thorough teaching here, Shekinah, the life of God. How that it is given with us the capacity and the power to either live or to die. There was a time I was caught up in the spirit. During my thorough sessions of schooling in the spirit, I begin to have sessions of encounters with immortal spirit. And I'm telling you, those times when they were testing me, they were teaching me the dimensions and the realms of power. I was shown how that, whether you like it or not, there are powers that be. But you see, demonic powers are real, satanic powers are real. But what is more real is the power of God. But nevertheless, there is also a power that can kill. But if you don't really understand that with all this power instituted, you also have a power as a believer. And if you don't exercise your power as a believer, if you don't exercise your authority as a believer, you will suffer on the face of the earth, and it will look as though the devil is too powerful. Devil is not powerful, but devil is as powerful as you and I are powerless. Please let me appreciate my biological father. He just came in. I began to have encounters, and I was taught how I can kill myself. I realized that I can decide to die today, and I will die today. There are utterances I can make that will make my soul leave me. And I realize that truly a man is not dead until he give up the ghost. It doesn't matter how much a man is in coma, he's not dead. So long as his ghost is not gone, he's not dead. You are not alive just because your eyes can open or your heart can breathe. No. There is an energy, an enablement, a breath that gives life. And if that breath leaves you, whether you are walking, you are still dead. And that is why when the Lord told Adam and Eve, if you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. They ate, they died, but they didn't know they are dead. They were walking as dead bodies, but they didn't know. Another life that regulated them was an inferior life that does not have the ability and the power to exercise authority. So when the devil comes, he can easily strike them. Because normally before creation, immediately after Adam and Eve were created, death was not part of it. But when the proclamation of if you do this, you will die, death was empowered. Where was death before? Death was powerful, but its power was subjected under an authority of a superior power. And because of that, death cannot exercise dominion. But the day they died, death became dominatory influence over their life. I was caught up in the spirit, and I was shown a chant, something I can say that will make me die. And I realized that no wonder until Stephen gave up the ghost, he didn't die. They were stoning him. If you know the kind of stone they used to use to kill them, you'll be shocked. One or two, you are dead. He looked upon heaven. He couldn't die. When he saw the salutation of the immortals, when the Lord saluted him, he desired that that place is better than here. He said, let me go. Jesus Christ went through everything he went through. You will not survive 15 minutes, you will die from what he experienced. But he didn't die. He had to give up the ghost. Every genuine son of God cannot die. I'm telling you, you believe what I'm telling you. You cannot die. The only thing that happened to you is that you can give up the ghost. When the Holy Spirit come upon a man, an immortal spirit tabernacle in him, and the more you exercise yourself in the Holy Ghost, the more you travel into the realm of life, that death becomes so impotent in your life that it lacks authority over you. At that realm of influence in God, it will take God himself to kill you. Moses, come and die. Why? Because he can't die naturally. He said, if the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in your mortal body, that same spirit will quicken your mortal body. That means Jesus Christ may not have wished to rise from the dead, but there was a spirit that came upon him that bring him back. Mind you, I told you in the last Shekinah, the life of God, that before Jesus Christ died, he has been prophesying that he will rise. Is that not true? Why? Because he knows the power of life and death is in his tongue. So he was saying, I will die. If you study Jesus Christ very well, he killed himself by his mouth. Because there was no reason for him to die. He was using his mouth to kill himself. He was causing trouble that will kill him. There were so many opportunities to let him go. He said, lie, lie. He will say something that will make him kill him. You can kill yourself. And when people say you will live, he said, me, I will die. But after 3 days, I will rise. I will die. I will rise. I will die. I will rise. I will die. And surely he died, but surely he rose. I don't need to say I will die. I will always say I will rise, even if I die. So you look upon Mary and Martha. He said, I am the resurrection, I am the life. He that believes in me, although he is dead, he will live. But he that lives and believes in me will never die. I believe that scripture. See, greatness is a waste of time if life is not given to you. Money is a waste of time. Certificate is a waste of time. You can be a professor emeritus. You will die. They will bury you. Nobody will inherit the certificate. You can be a billionaire. You will die. Will bury you. Nobody. So before we talk about greatness, understand life. Because death is a tragedy. And this tragedy can make your life cut short in the days of abundance, in the days of greatness. In the days when everybody say, oh, alas, I have gathered so much, now I can rest. Let me enjoy. He said, oh, foolish man, today your life will be demanded of you. It's possible for us to toil day in and day out, get so many things, and just when you are about to enjoy it, you now die. How many of our parents labor every day, just when they are beginning to enjoy it, they now are cut off? I had a very sad news today. A lady living a normal life went to the hospital, is it, to give birth to a child, and the child survived, but the lady died. Today, is it today? Did that lady wish to die? No. Did she plan to go to hospital and not come back? No. In fact, there are plans of doing party and celebration, but a harbinger came. He said, no, you are not coming back. You must choose life. If not, greatness will be of no use to you. In the days when death comes, your billionaire is a waste of time. So before you desire greatness, before you desire power, before you desire money, before you desire anything, my friends, have life first. I have seen a man that married, the next day the wife died. How many of you know Nuella? When she sing that song, you will not suffer my future babies. Is it her that sing it? I carry your presence everywhere. Who am I? My mind is so full of you, mortal man, awesome God. It's Noella, right? I met her in Zaria then. Chintok used to bring her to God Life Assembly. You see, that lady married immediately. It was not long enough. The husband died. People say she's the one that killed him. So that song came out from that experience. Whether that guy like it or not, he will marry another woman. He doesn't have an option. But you see, the problem is, just when the lady has suffered a while, she's about to enjoy, something come and cut it off. Somebody go to school, suffer from primary school, secondary school, everything. Now you finish university, a medical doctor, and as you are about to be employed, the death just comes. Say, where I go? All the school fees, every suffering you have suffered is a waste. Greatness is a waste of time when life is not given to you. May the Lord give you enough life to enjoy your days of your greatness. See, let me tell you, by the time you have made enough of money on the earth, the next thing is to have enough life and health to enjoy it. And that is why wise people go for the life first, then they desire the greatness. You don't pursue greatness and neglect life, because in the midst of that pursuit, you may die. But when it comes to the order of God, there are not too many things that make men great in this kingdom. There are just few things, and they are just five that I have seen. Many years ago, among the many things that God revealed to me and showed me, there is what I call the five fingers of greatness. These things can buy money. There are things that can purchase money. They are more like a purchasing power. I assure you, there are so many currencies in this world. We are living the days of forex trading, cryptocurrency. There are thousands of currencies, not just only the number of countries. No. Anybody can create a currency today. There are so many things that have value because people say it has value. Some don't even have value. People say it has value. It doesn't matter. But there are other things that will place value on them. Why? Because they are a currency that can buy money. And anyone that does not understand that there are other currency beyond the normal fiat cash of naira, dollar, pounds, you will suffer. What really bring naira, dollar, pounds to your hands? Something bring them. It doesn't mean that they are not important as you think they are. What bring them is more important. This microphone was exchanged for either a naira or a dollar. So whatsoever it is, this microphone is greater than the money that buy it. What are you willing to let go money for? That thing is more important than money. Many of you came for Shekinah here. You spent thousands of naira to come. How did you come here? Money was spent. Where did the money went to? Why did you give the person the money? He didn't argue. Why? Because you realize the person is offering something to you that is more important than the money. Have you been in a situation where you needed a service, you needed a product more than the money you have? You now realize money is not important as you think it is. Sometimes you are about to travel and they say there is no car. No car at all. And they say there is this one. But this one, since it's the only one, instead of 2,000, you pay 5,000. My brother, if you want to travel, money is not important again. You want a car that will take you. Some days you are about to fly, you miss your flight, and you know you have to reach the next state by force. It doesn't matter how much they say. A ticket that may be normally 100,000, they say 150, you have to pay. You will not sleep there. If you sleep there, they take, they may collect your phone. Maybe something will happen to you. It will be more worse than the money we are trying to hide. It then means to you that there are things that matter beyond money. Because in as much as you try to keep your money in your wallet, keep it in your pocket, there are things you willingly give your money out without nobody telling you to give it. Do you realize that? Do you know your recharge card is money? Do you know your data is money? Do you know? So you may not have physical money in your hand, but what do you have that can be exchanged for money? And every great man don't need to have money in their bank account, but they have things that can be exchanged for money. They have things that can buy money. And that is why they measure them by net worth, not by the amount they have. When you are measured by how much you have, you are still poor. You need to be measured by a net worth. What is your purchasing power? You as an individual, how much can you purchase? If somebody carrying bike from here to Ajarago and somebody carrying bike from here to Nasarawa Ego, you don't need a professor, you don't need a mathematician to tell you that the price of the person from here to Nasarawa Ego is more than the person from here to Ajarago. Why? So what am I trying to say? You as an individual must understand that you can become so valuable that you can buy money. And every great man that you see today has come to a point where his life did not only purchase money, he purchased everything. Because you see, me and you may be spending resources on the earth, spending money. No, God spent individual. Because individuals are the greatest currency in heaven. And whatsoever that has value in heaven has value times two on the earth. There are five things that make men great. They are very simple, yet again, they are complicated. And I trust God that whether it's 1 minute, we are going to pray those things in our life. Because if each and every one of you become an expression of these things, Lafia will never remain the same. I am standing here today, you are hearing me today. You may refer to me as great, my friends, and all these ministers as also great people because of some of those things. Many of you have been relevant wherever you are because of these few things. And by the time I let you understand these few things, put everybody into that category. All of them fit into those five things. Whether they are carnal people or they are spiritual people, it's just that five things. And many years ago, while I was on campus, while I was about to graduate, the Lord came to me and said, Philip Cephas, are you sure that all the papa and the mama thing you are doing on campus will last beyond the campus? Now, when I graduate and I leave this campus, will I be referred to as a great man? How many people rise up and they come down because they had no value in themselves? Why is it that you can throw a paper up, it will come down, but by the time a plane go up, it can remain up and navigate? One has value, the other one is useless. Let me let you understand that you as an individual don't just go up just like that. Go up with a sufficiency of a kind of value and a nature that can sustain you up. And the Lord told me, as much as people clap for us in campus, we are papas, we are mama, we are apostles in campus, we are pastors in campus, campus fellowship leader, all of those things, immediately after campus, many backslide. Why? There was no value in their life. Position, made them important. After they left the position, they were useless. They returned back to zero because actually their life was zero before. If you don't have these five things, even if I carry you and put you in redemption camp, with 1 million people and I give you a microphone, there is nothing you can do. If you don't have these five things, even if I carry you and take you to DSTV, I give you satellite TV, I take you to NTA, MPS, you are wasting your time. What will you offer? If today the president of America call you now, say, Joshua, come. What do you have to offer America? We want to make you my assistant. What will you say? Your first speech is tomorrow. As an assistant president of the United States of America, what will you say? You now discover you are not prepared for that. There are things you must have before you are referred to as one that has scattered the course of the corridors of greatness. And these things are too cheap. If you can get these things, you can buy money because they will buy it. They are simple. And I'll be brief on them. I've established to you that every greatness without God is a failure. Never become a great man that does not have God. It's a dangerous thing. Whether you like it or not, that's what we refer to as the prime of greatness. How that you come to a point that you become so great, and the next thing you want to do is just to also make other people become great. It's not hard. Every great man you see today, their desire is to make others become great. Only selfish great people that don't desire to empower others to become great. But the advantage of the prime of greatness is that there is what is called the bondage of greatness. The bondage of greatness is that every great man wants to become greater. And because Dangote wants to make money, Bill Gates wants to increase his money, it doesn't matter how it is, you can become a partaker, a partner. You can share into their vision and also rise also. Because they have already established the ladder. All you need to do is to take advantage of the ladder to go up also. You can never become a great man until you partner with the great. Because in the bondage of greatness, every great man creates a vacancy in themselves to accommodate another person to help them become greater. And because it's a bondage upon a great man to always want to become greater, you can be a part of their life and also become great. Paul Enetche, our beloved father, Dr. Paul Enetche, have one of the largest church in the whole world. But do you know that man does not rest? He doesn't rest. He wants to be more. He wants to be more. Because of that, he will need more pastors. Whether they are not more, whether he is more anointed than them, he needs more pastors for more administration. You can partner and also rise. You don't need to compete with him. All you need to do is to come into the same class of greatness. Recognize as one that has value sufficiently enough to contribute your quota to a sector of life and an area of influence. Everyone has a room to increase. Everyone. Doesn't matter the sector of the area you are calling to. You can look for a man that is already great there, established there. Then you join your force together with them and establish a track record, proven track record of consistency and integrity, and you rise together with them. But if you are not found within a region where men are being made to become great, how can you become great? How? No wonder great people know themselves. You cannot be among failures, people that talk against people, people that backstab people, people that are mediocre, and ensure and think that one way or the other, in your dream, in the sweet by and by, you become great. It's a lie. You must stay among the people that challenge you to be great, people that look beyond the status quo, people that look beyond the current challenge. We are all in Tudu and Bar, but not all of us think Tudu and Bar. We are all in Lafia, not all of us think Lafia. We are all in Mararaba, not all of us think Mararaba. We are all in Nigeria, not all of us think Nigeria. You can become global in your eye view of relevance. But you cannot become like that when you remain among Ajaragu people. And every day you go to farm, you come back from farm, and you do Guluma, then you go and visit this one, and you lie here. No, you must think beyond Ajaragu. The number one finger of greatness, like I said, is very, very simple. The number one finger of greatness is the anointing. The anointing. See, in this kingdom, there is no man that has ever become great, eh? And will make heaven. I told you, there is what is called death. It's an equalizer. Anybody can strive to be great, eh? You can become great, but if you don't have a good relationship with God and have an integrity in God, the day of your rising becomes the day of your doom. But if you truly want to become great in God, eh? I'm not talking about only being a pastor. There are other fingers I will tell you that can make you relevant in other sectors of life. But if you want to really become great in God, number one finger you need is the anointing. I'm not talking about falling people on the ground. Mm-mm. Many of you here, if the bands come here, you will fall on that. You fall. I don't know whether on that word, but you fall. Many of you, if whiskey come here now, you will fall. I'm not talking about an emotional response to something. No, I'm talking about the anointing, the currency that has the ability to produce a spiritual result. There are all kinds of problems. There are physical problems. There are spiritual problems. When a billionaire meets you, he doesn't need money. Some of them cannot sleep at night. So they are having a spiritual problem, not a physical problem. So if you lay hands on a billionaire now, what is your laying of hands doing? He doesn't care whether he falls or he rises. He doesn't care. Him, let that inability to sleep at night stop. The anointing is a currency. It can bring men out of the bondage and the decadence upon which the devil has kept them. Why? Because men and women are under the siege and the oppression of devils. It will require the anointing to break those oppressions in the life of man. Everyone that has ever become great in this life has one of the finger reversed towards the anointing. Isaiah 61. Do you know that Jesus Christ himself, eh, before he became anything, there was a prophecy by Isaiah. So the Spirit of the Lord is God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion. You see, all the things he spoke about, he can never do them except there was what? The Spirit of the Lord he has anointed. It means there was a currency. Prior before this time, Jesus Christ was a normal man, a carpenter's son. And you see, what Isaiah saw was actually Acts 10:38. You can go there. Acts 10:38. The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It then means that without the currency of the anointing, Jesus Christ would have never become anything on the earth, even if he was a billionaire. Let me tell you something, my friends. Do you know how many billionaires live in the days of Jesus? Do you know Joseph of Arimathea was not a poor man? Do you know that most of the people that Jesus Christ associated with, he associated with poor, but there are so many of them that were rich, but many of them were not even talked about. So their money does not give them a name in history. It was a finger of greatness that make men to be recognized. And one of such a finger was the anointing. That a poor man, a carpenter's son, a pauper was anointed, and the whole world can hear him. Due respect, there are so many people that I don't know the governor of their state, but I know them. You may not know the governor of Plateau State name, but you know the men of God and the people that God has anointed to make impact in Plateau State. You may not know the governor of Nasarawa State, but you know, my friends, you may hear our names globally. It doesn't matter. You don't need to know the names of the billionaires in your state. Why? Because most of them may not be making impact, although they have the wealth and they have the money. It then means that there is something that warrants impact in life. There is something that makes men great beyond just money. You can buy greatness with money, but you can become great with another currency. You, as a common man, you as a lady, you see, let me frank. How many of you have an uncle now that you can call now, that can wire you like 10 million now? How many of you, if they kidnap you now, they don't need to sell your house, they will wire 12 million. You now see why for you to ever become anything in this life, it will take forever. But I show you a shortcut. See, let me tell you. God knows that this world is wicked, and this world does not have a space for anybody that is nothing. For a son of a nobody, a son of a commoner, to become great, you must have something. I'm telling you. Sometimes people can spend millions just to bring you, spend so much money to bring you. You think they like you, they don't like you. I'm assuring you, they like the anointing upon your head. Nobody care about your face. Nobody care about your face. If this handkerchief can raise the dead now, my friends, everybody will come and bow. They don't care to know where the handkerchief come from. How God anointed. Anybody that is anointed was actually useless before the anointing came. Anybody that was anointed was actually a nobody before the anointing came. Oyedepo was nobody until God anointed him. Iadeboye was nobody until God anointed him. Philip Cephas was nobody until God anointed him. And by the currency of that anointing, the world cannot reject. Our voice becomes so loud that they cannot ignore. In the day, in the night, in the noon, they hear a voice. You say, I am a voice from the backside of the wilderness crying. You must hear. Say, this is my beloved son upon whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. You need the verdict of God, not the verdict of man. When God wants to put his verdict upon your life, he put an anointing upon you. One of the fingers of greatness, my friends, is the anointing. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that we oppressed. I bring you a good news. There were so many millionaires. There were so many billionaires. None of them can heal the sick. None of them can raise the dead. None of them can do good. Why? Because they cannot do that with their money. It requires an anointing to do good unto people. How God? Do you know that there was a man named, is it Bar Jesus? Is it Bar Jesus that is his name? That when he saw the apostles, how the apostles contacted the finger of greatness, refers to as the anointing, and suddenly they went about doing good also. A man came and said, Kai, I desire this thing. He said, can you give me this power? Give me this anointing, me too, then I will give you money. He has money, but he don't have what the apostles have. Oh my God, the apostles, silver or gold, I do not have, but such as I have. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Everybody has been giving you money. You have become a millionaire, but a crippled millionaire. I prefer to walk. The anointing can buy money. If you can become so anointed, and your anointing can do something, my friends, you will never be poor. Never be poor. A woman called me, her daughter cannot walk. Almost dying. Say, we have tried this hospital, it does not work. We have tried this one, it does not work. I said, let's pray. I don't have money to give you to go to hospital, but I have prayer. I know a finger of greatness. I know. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, young lady, I speak unto your leg. Rise up and walk. As we keep on praying, it was not long enough. The lady is walking. And now what doctors cannot do, God can do. You see, the woman told me, thank you. But thank you was not enough. She said, is there an account number? It doesn't matter the location. Is there an account number? I said, of course there's an account number. What will happen to the son of a nobody to become a somebody? What can buy money? What can buy money? The anointing. Hey! 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 We are living in a very wicked world. You will never be relevant if you are not anointed. I'm telling you. Why do you listen to Theophilus Sunday song? You like him. It's not because his face is fine. when you listen to it, you are empowered in the spirit. Why do you hear our voice and suddenly your spirit lift upon? There is something God put upon it. It's not about talking, my friends. What can you do when you put your hands, men, what under the anointing? When they wake up, what happened? The sickness remained the same, only change. A lady called me. She said, doctors have said she cannot give birth again. She cannot give birth. Her womb is damaged. I said, oh, how much have you spent? That's good. Don't worry. I don't have any doctor again, but I know a God. I said, let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, how God anointed. Womb! Hear the voice of the Lord. As I'm talking to you right now, there is a baby. But of course, is there an account number? If you are not anointed, my brother, you will suffer. I know you can walk with your hand, but how long can you walk? How long can you walk? How long? How long can you walk? No, I choose the way of the anointing. I choose. No wonder wise men say, take not away your spirit upon me. He said, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Do you know, normally they used to buy wine. Jesus Christ went to a feast and wine has finished. Wine is actually normal wine, fruit wine. Wine has finished, they are supposed to go and buy. But by the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing, they don't need to buy. I believe that they didn't go back just like that. They said there was actually money to buy the wine, but since you have given us wine, take the money. People were hungry. They were hungry. And there was no food. He began to multiply food. If you had to buy that food, how much will you buy it? Do you know that by the anointing you can produce something you can be selling? Do you know that? You can sell something from the anointing. You can sell. You see, I have anointed Aholiam Bezali for this work. Everybody will fail doing it. This one is anointed to do it. The anointing can buy money. I'm telling you. Believe it or not, you better do. I know you are nobody. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. A woman with the issue of blood went everywhere. The Bible says she spent all her money. All her money went. She met a man that is anointed. She met a man that is anointed. And 1 minute, what money cannot do, the anointing did it. That means if that day Jesus Christ, no wonder Jesus Christ don't need to learn how to cook. He was eating food by default. How many of you here from campus have been eating food just because you are anointed? How many of you? Somebody come and squeeze something, say, well, take. I celebrate grace. Many of you have been bribed by the anointing before. The anointing can buy. It's a purchasing power. It's a purchasing power. So the Lord told me, Philip, how anointed are you? What kind of a problem will your anointing solve? What kind of a problem? Because the more hard the problem is, the more the reward you will get. The least is the monetary reward. Right now, a lady just died. How many of us? I know there is not a special anointing to raise the dead. I agree with you. But how many of us can really, really either raise the dead and you are sure about it? I will take you to graves of billionaires. You will raise them. You will not go back with thank you. I'm telling you. In the day David killed Goliath, that was the last day for poverty. The day he killed Goliath, that was the last day. No more poverty. The anointing. The anointing. See, if you can heal the sick and you are sure you can heal the sick. Do you know Tanko Alamakura used to use hearing aid? He's a senator. I will take you to his office. I will say, sir, this one will pray for you. All the mission trip you have been going for in US, you go and spend 10 million, 20 million, no more. This young man here will lay hands. After he lay hands on you, your eyes will be open. Your ears will be open. After you are done, he doesn't need to like you. He will not go back with thank you. He can buy money. Have you read about the story of Gehazi? And what's that captain of the army? Naaman? The captain has everything. He came to the prophet. I am leprous. I know you are anointed. Can you help me out? Let me tell you, oftentimes, pastors are the last option. You know, pastors are the last option. People go to hospital, go everywhere. Then, in fact, they go to other fake people. The genuine ones are the last option. And it's the genuine one that they come to there empty-handed. Doctors, you pay before they start treatment. Fake prophet, you pray before they start. Genuine, pray for me. So when you are done, he now came and meet prophet. He said, oh prophet, I am leprous. Do you know, the prophet was able to help him. And he brought him what? The things that can buy money. The things that can buy money. By the anointing, he was able to deliver him. Then he brought him. And immediately, when he was healed, the man packaged this and come with it. Prophet said, no need. No need. Of course, you know, there are some spiritual children that are terrible. You don't know that what your father rejected is a poison. He went and collected it. And leprosy was transferred. We never know that leprosy can be easily transferred in that very day. One is the anointing. Strive to be anointed. Strive. Strive to become anointed. It's a good prayer to pray for God to anoint. The next finger of greatness is power. Are you powerful? The Bible says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. I realize there is no one that's ever become great without power. No one. My friends, you need power. You need power. The Bible speaking says that people shall be willing in the days of thy power. Through the greatness of thy power will the people submit themselves. The Bible speaking says, for the Lord thy God will give thee power to get wealth. It then means that for you to become wealthy, for you to become great, for you to become anything relevant in this life, you must carry power. Not just power to fold people under the anointing. Power to live, not to die cheaply. Power to remain consistent in God. People backslide every day. Take the power to keep you spiritual. Power to remain relevant. Power to be impactful. Power that nobody will carry your name and go to a shrine and walk. No. No. Do you know that whether you like it or not, people go to all kinds of occultic coven. Why? What they want is power. So that by the time they say anything, people will do it. Do you realize that? I learned of a breast they need to suck. That story is very popular. That's why I always use it. Now you go to, is it the east or the west? You go, there is a very big woman. She's an occult woman. You suck her breast. You become, suddenly a power will come upon you. You become a normal man, another man. They will give you a microphone. Anything you use that microphone and say, people will do it. No wonder our politicians, sometimes when they come for campaign, people gather and they say, I will roof the whole of the state. You will still vote them because he lied there. But because he used that kind of microphone, you don't know he lied. See, when men travel to desert caves to meet Babalawos, what they are looking for is power. It's nothing. Everyone that has become great has power, excluding you. What makes you think you become great in this life without power? That village you are coming from, are you not hearing people are dying every day? You think they like your face? No. If you are alive today, it's because a power is keeping you. For you to become great and remain great, my friends, you need power consistently. And the way of power is simple. It's the way of prayer. Anyone that pray has power. If you don't want to pray, please look for a Babalawo. There is something he can do for you. I don't know. But if he can pray, you will be a man of power naturally. And that is why I believe all of us will become great, because we are people of prayer. And let me tell you, by the time a man continues to pray, he begins to create a power in him. And you see, powers are in different dimensions. I have preached a message, the dimensions of power. There is the one that walk with Mashiach and anointing. There is the one that actually walk with an akazo, is compelled. There is the one that is referred to as an epikaiso, is the one that overshadow people. Shekinah itself is a kind of power that is revealed through a glory. When you carry power, people will not know why they will do things for you. They will not know why. And that is why most of these occultic people go, they do something to them, so that by the time they sing a song, everybody will hear it. By the time they do anything, people will hear it. Everybody at movie, but somebody went somewhere. Let me tell you something. There are so many of you here that are watching Big Brother Nigeria. You think that you are just like to watch it. It's not like that. They are actually compelling you to watch it. There is a power that has been concocted from an altar to ensure that you watch it and you never see the carnality in it. And the power didn't stop there. It went further to ensure that you are compelled to also vote. We are poor now. I mean, this is recession. This is when people say they don't have money, but people still have 15 naira, 30 naira to vote for their favorite Big Brother Nigeria. What? Celebrity. How can somebody that is nobody just join Big Brother Nigeria today and it became something? No, a power was concocted. And he is under that influence. And you too, you are influenced. For hours, you don't know why. You that cannot sit down to read Bible for 1 hour, you are sitting for 24 hours watching a series and you cannot sleep. And there is nothing you are learning there. No moral lesson. Everything have what we call moral lesson. This one, there is not even carnal lesson. And you sit there, you are watching. You don't know why you are watching. You are compelled. There is a power. It's not only us that have an akazo. The devil also has a compelling power. You can be compelled to like something that is carnal. And if you are not careful, if you don't also have power, you will be compelled. They are becoming great in Big Brother Nigeria by another kind of power. What power do you have to resist this their influence? Because many of you cannot resist it. Many of you don't know how to use the social media. You allow the social media to use you. You think Mark Zuckerberg is stupid. You think Elon Musk is stupid. You think Instagram holders are stupid. They are not stupid. They know what to do to keep you there. It's a power that compels you there. Not only to keep you, they know what to do to make you behave like the people in that place. You don't know why you find yourself twerking and dancing like everybody there. You are compelled. Suddenly you are forced to believe this kind of mentality. And they are casting spirits, casting demons, casting entities, and they are enslaving you. No wonder at night you begin to have all kinds of encounters. Encounters of beasts coming to sleep with you. Spirit coming to sleep with you. Before you know it, you have a husband in the spirit. You have a wife in the spirit. Powers are conjured to keep you a slave. My brothers, nobody has become great in this life without a kind of power. You are sitting here today by a power that compels. Why are you here? Something brought you here. All of us gather here because of something. God brought us here, but he compels us. Why are you pursuing God? Why are you looking for God? He's drawing you. The Bible says the love of God constrains us. He says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself by a power. When you study from Genesis to Revelation, you see power in view. You say, God who has sundry time and in diverse manner spoken to our fathers by the prophet, but he has in this last day just to speak to us through his son, who he has made heir of all things, but he's upholding everything by the word of his power. My friends, everything on this earth is sustained by a force, by a power. Whether demonic, whether divine, there has never been a great man today that became great without a power. Why do you think everybody like Coca-Cola? There was something they did and they forced it into us and we became slaves to it. Why do you think everybody is running towards iPhone? How many of you remember BlackBerry? I believe they refused to renew their subscription in the altar of power. They fade away. Everybody want BlackBerry. Ladies lose their virginity, lose their womb, some lose their life. Everybody want BlackBerry. I remember Nokia. Everybody went to it. iPhones are still, those guys, their altars are strong. Anything you see that compels your attention, compels you, something is there. There is a power that has been conjured. So when you see great men, out of the almost 3,000 billionaires in the whole world, There is no one among them that is natural. All of them has a kind of power. When you hear them speak, you say, "God, God, there is something here. There is a power. There is an altar where they are coming from." My friends, without power, forget about greatness. No wonder politicians go and cook themselves out before they come and put poster. Poster is not what makes you win. Poster will not make you become popular. You come out from an altar in the spirit. If you don't have an altar that serves you, no one that they know, they will know where to park their jeeps and climb mountain top to go look for a babalawo. I have visited a shrine before. You know, I'm a very sincere preacher. Many years ago, my mom has a Motorola. My mom has a phone. I carry it one day, went out with my friends. My friends stole it. Immediately when the guy stole it, I didn't know what to do. Early in the morning, I went to a babalawo place. That man that is down that place. I went there. I entered the guy's shrine. Entered like this from my back. I saw mirror. I saw coconut something. What's the man name self? He has a shop there one time. He has a shrine. Just down there. Down to the Ambassador shop. I entered there. I said, "I hear what you are doing. I hear." The location of power is always noticed. You don't need to announce it. People know something is going on here. I heard that somebody did like this. You did like this. Baba. Somebody carry my phone and I don't know who the person be. What will I do? I'm willing to give money. Me, power, show me. He said, "Don't worry. In my very presence, this man carry needle, carry thread, carry coconut, break this, put something, look at mirror." He called the name of my friend that carried the thing. What? He explained that we went there, we did this. After we drink, we are drunk. After that, my friend did this. He explained everything. I said, "Wow." I went to him, I said, "Give me my phone." He said, "No, no." I said, "Give me my phone. You don't know where I'm coming from. You don't know where this confidence is coming from. It was coming from a power." And the Baba told me, because I told the Baba, I said, "How are you sure that is this guy?" He said, "I am describing with the clothes he's putting now." He said, "If I go and the guy refuses to give me, I should come. He will strike him with something." So when I told him, "Give me my phone," he refused. I said, "I will go back, but when I'm coming back, they will strike you with something." He said, "What happened?" He said, "I said, I went to that Baba." He said, "I said, yes." He removed it and gave me. Power, power. He said, "This one, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm." There are people that when you want to touch them, an identity answer you. Is there power in your life? It's a dangerous thing thinking you can rise just like that. Nothing go up like that. An energy push it up. What is pushing you up? When I hear people die, I told you, I sympathize with them. But I ask, who do you know? You are not in Holy Ghost society. You are not in secret society. Babalawo is not your friend. No pastor is your friend. Nobody is your mentor. Nobody is your father. Why will you not die like a chicken? See, if I don't have power, I'm telling you the truth, I can die tomorrow. I travel all the time. Early in the morning tomorrow, I'm going to Ayalagu. From there, I'm flying to Delta. When I come, I'm flying to Lagos. Paul just came back from Nasarawa gone today. Tomorrow morning, he has another meeting somewhere. You think the devil like our face? No! Whether in the water, in the sky, in the road, he can kill us. People have passed that road and died. But there is a power. Say, "He that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber." But do you know the keeper of Israel? See, if you don't know a pastor, you don't know a prophet, you don't know anybody, you don't know the Holy Ghost, I beg you, look for a babalawo. If not, you will die and the world will not pity you. Your chapter will be closed. Look for a babalawo, I beg you. If you don't want to submit your life to God, look for a shrine. Go there. And it's not cheap. You will pay something. I pay money when I went to that man. I paid. But I got my result. One of the finger of greatness is power. I need to summarize. Another finger of greatness is value. 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 Apart from the altars that you subscribe to, how valuable are you? Value is your usefulness.
What is your purchasing capacity? What can you offer? What can you deliver? My beloved choir here, so amazing people. They can sit here or stand here and minister song unto us. Our soul can be lifted. There are people that when they stand here and sing songs, deliverance, healing, all kinds of things happen. That's a value. What can you do? The media department are streaming the meeting live. It's a value. If you stand by that camera, you don't even know what to point. You don't even know what to press. My beloved friend is snapping. It's a value. He doesn't need to beg me. We will reward him naturally. What value can you offer? You cannot become great being useless. You must be useful. Are you useful enough? Everything in your life offer a value. Everything in your life, you buy it with money, excluding you. Who is willing to pay for you? Who? If you are to sell yourself, how much is your worth? Your shoe. Many of you carry Brazilian hair and you put on a hair that is nonsense, non-entity. Your hair is too rich than you. A man said, a big head with an empty brain is a load to the neck, right? Many of us only have a very big head. The head has nothing. You cannot do anything. Cooking, you cannot cook. Plait hair, you cannot plait hair. Sell kose, you cannot sell kose. What again? Drive bike, you cannot drive back. Go to farm, you cannot go to farm. What again? Say what? Pure water, you cannot sell pure water. Do kunu, you cannot do kunu. Sell clothes, you cannot sell clothes. Sew clothes, you can't sew clothes. Every day you go to buy clothes. Where can you offer something that somebody can pay for? The phone you are buying today, somebody created. The Instagram you're entering, somebody created. The YouTube you enter, somebody created. What are you creating? The shoe you are putting. Everything around us was created. What can you create? What is your value? When I talk about value, oftentimes I present money. See, many of you like money. And because you like money, I wanted to look for almost all the few currencies I can lay my hands on. My friends, this is 20 naira. What is the value of this 20 naira? How much can, what can you buy? Water, pure water. As big as this thing is, it's big for nothing. It can only buy what? Pure water. This is 200 naira. Another big for nothing. What can he buy? Recharge card. Now you call that boyfriend that used to make you backslide. If you are not bringing for Shekinah. Recharge card. That's what he can call. This is 500. What can he buy? Bread. This is 1,000. What can he buy? What? Palms. He can buy palms. Well, this is $20. What can he buy? Now you have to use exchange rate. Why? Because value has shifted hand. That's not true now. So this one and this one. This one is bigger than our 1,000. 1,000 is bigger than it, but this one swallow how many? This is $100. What can he buy? Please look at how big this one is. This one can pay how many school fees? Only this one. This one can only buy 1 pound. Your value determines your usefulness. How useful are you? Forget the clothes you carry in your body. What can you buy? Your purchasing power matters. All cars are not the same. All shoes are not the same. Everyone has a value. All clothes are not the same, my friends. How valuable are you? How useful are you? There has never been any great man on this earth today that doesn't have a value enough. If you don't have value, you will be looking for money, and money will be running away from you, because money is not lost. You are the one that is lost. There are two things that are not lost. Number one, God. God is not lost. I am looking for God. Young man, you are the one that is lost. God is not lost. Money is not lost. Money is still on this earth. In fact, if there is anything I know more, they print more money every day. If it is not in your hand, it's because there is not a value that brings it. What do you do today that can bring money?
The boss people outside, they don't need to pray and fast. We must pay them today, today, and now when we are done. What can you do? What can you purchase? Before you came here, you spent money. Do you need to speak in tongues? The people don't need to. They have a value. They offer something to you, and you have to pay for it. Sometimes we thank you. What is your value? You need to be able to sit down and ask yourself, what can I do? What can I offer? What wisdom do you have that can offer something? Don't just sit down there and do nothing. No. Join a club. Join something. Go and learn how to sew. Go and learn how to bake cake. Go and learn how to do kunu. Go and learn how to sell something. Say something. Offer something. When you don't offer anything, my friends, you will remain on this earth and you'll be a beggar forever. When a farmer go to farm, he go to plant. The Bible says he that goes weeping, he's crying, he's planting his seed. One day when the seed germinates, there are so many laptops on the earth. My mic is a singular mic. This mic can buy about four, maybe three of those ones that people used to use. That other laptop, they call it Razer. Razer can buy HP laptop like 7 or 8. Only one. One laptop, 1 point something million. Value distinguish people into different classes. Everyone is a preacher, but they are not the same. Everyone sings song, they are not the same. We were in Makodi with Silas, the head of media. One guy came. He said his camera stand is the same one with our own. And he bought it 20,000. And he said, why will Silas buy this camera stand about 100,000? I said, Oga, check the value. He said, but all of them are tall. I said, being tall doesn't mean anything. You can be tall for nothing. By the time you take his own up and he fell down, he break. What I'm trying to let you know, value distinguish things. Anytime you want to buy fake something, buy five. Because the person that buy the original will use the original for donkey years. You will use that fake one. After one month, you must be changing. Why is Brazilian hair expensive? My brother, you can use it 100 times. I believe it will spoil. The other one, after like 5 times, you need to soak it inside boiling water. Everything has different value. So when they tell you this cloth is also amount, just look for where your value is. Just leave and go. There is a cloth of 30 naira. Many years ago, we used to go to Alamis to buy cloth of 30 naira, 10 naira. But by the time we say, I will fight you, the cloth here, yeah. Value. And some of the people that their parents buy them, reward. Maybe their own is 10,000. They can use it and do like this, nothing will happen. Value. If you don't have a value, my friends, you will become nothing. I'm teaching you what can make you great. What value do you have? You can sing song like who? You can preach like who? Who will listen to your preaching? Who will listen to your song? You have been singing plenty albums every day. Even you don't even like the album. You don't like it. You don't even sing your song at all because you don't like them. Why will I pay for the song? Even the CD you give me for free, I don't like it. I just didn't tell you, but I don't like it. You wasted your money. People, every time they see me, they tell me, Apostle, I can sing song. They send me a link. Download the song. While I download the song, I say, what rubbish is this? My friends, okay. Media department, right? Somebody has been disturbing me that we should bring him to Shekinah. We should bring him to come and sing song. I say, okay, send me the song you have been ministering. Send me your song. My brothers and sisters, when that guy sent me the song, I almost fell under an anointing. Yeah. I say, oh my God. Even me that don't understand do re mi fa sol la ti do, God has helped me in this area. You are a worship minister. Please, how much can we pay for you? How much? Sometimes you go for ministration with different ministers. They reward this one different. Reward this one different. See, people will reward you based on your value. It doesn't matter who your name is. All of you may carry prophet, evangelist, apostle, or music minister. They will look at you and weigh. How much are you? Are you a 20 naira? Are you a this one? Or are you, that is what they will give you. And you cannot argue it. Just say, no problem. Let me go back and increase in value. Let me go back. Increase in value. iPhone 14 will soon come out. iPhone 13 is how much? While I was in abroad, they said they want to give me. I said, Nalayo, give me the money. See, iPhone 1 million or something. You carry your techno, you say, you are a big boy. You are nothing. You can buy 5 of it. It's the value. It's the value. It's the value. Stop looking at your life in a mediocre way. Improve in value. Sharpen yourself. Develop yourself. Increase yourself. Don't remain and think life here, to the amber, this and this. Somebody came from abroad and came and met me in Makurdi and said, please take dollars. Take. The first time somebody gave me a seat in dollars, it's not in abroad, it was in Nigeria, in Lagos. You know. We were together. Sorry to say this. I took them together. Me and my friend fly. Because I was the one that brought them. Me and my friend fly. They use road. When we went, after we are done, they gave us envelope, all of us. I saw my envelope was too small. I said, what rubbish is this one? I said, this better be something new. I looked for a nearby place. I went, I checked. I said, blood of Jesus. I saw 100. I said, hey! There and there, we went and changed it, right? I came back with a new phone first. The level have to change. All this. See, you don't need to go anywhere. You can be in Nigeria. They will pay you in euros. They will pay you in pounds. They can pay you in anything. Your value can attract it. There are people in Nigeria that they are being paid in dollars. Don't sit down and take to them bar. Lafia. Nasarawa said, think global. If your value can attract global people, they will reward you. See, if the president of the United States of America call you today, he says, send me your account number. He won't give you naira. It's an insult. He will give you dollars. The next finger of greatness, is wisdom. Wisdom is a principal thing. The Bible says wisdom is known by our children. I would say wisdom is profitable to direct. There has never been a wise man that is poor except it's a foolish wise man. I'm telling you the truth, it's possible for you to be a wise man and actually become rich. Wisdom can make you become wealthy. Add up wisdom to your life. Part of the fingers of greatness is wisdom. Wisdom is a defense. Wisdom can add value to you. You can be a man of wisdom. By wisdom, you can become great. Like I said, camera we are produced by wisdom. Laptop is a wisdom of someone. This microphone is a wisdom of someone. Phone is somebody wisdom. Shoe is somebody wisdom. Car is somebody wisdom. The clothes is somebody wisdom. This chair is somebody wisdom. Wisdom can bring money. It's possible. God can give you wisdom to do something small. What you do can bring money. I can't go further on that. The last finger of greatness is relationship. My friends, this is the most cheapest one. Cheapest. Cheap. So cheap. But the truth is this. Until your relationship with God work, no relationship on earth will ever work. Relationship is a physical currency. Prayer is a spiritual currency. Relationship can buy anything. Sincerely speaking, something for nothing does not exist. Invest in relationship. Be there for people. You don't need to manipulate people. Just be their good friend. If you are a friend of a billionaire, at least you'll be a millionaire. If you are a friend of a thousandaire, at least you'll be a hundredaire. No matter how it is, you cannot be a friend of somebody that is rich and you'll be poor. Except you are cursed. Except. Relationship is one of the cheapest currency that can buy anything. Relationship can buy dollars. You can have a good relationship with somebody in US, in UK, in India, in anywhere. They can say, thank you for being my friend. Take this. I told you about the story of a lady that was a friend to Dangote. The day she met Dangote, Dangote gave her a blank check. When Dangote gave her a blank check, of course, the idols in her father's house follow her. And her son went and took that blank check and went and buy bike with the blank check. Of course, relationship bring the money. Family causes and pattern destroy it. It's the same way God can join you with somebody that can help your life. You will use your hand to destroy the relationship. Relationship can bring anything. I have become great today because of the relationship I have with people. Somebody speak about me somewhere. Somebody say you must hear Philip Cephas. Somebody say you must bring Philip Cephas. Someone say you must reward Philip Cephas. When they gather together like an enemy, They want to kill me. Somebody say, no, leave this guy. Leave this boy. Leave this boy. Today we are supposed to come. Our car spoiled. When the car spoiled, I was saying, oh, anyhow, we come. Oh, suddenly, one of the lecturers in Federal University Lafayette said, no, Apostle, you cannot come like that. Oh, she donated her car. Say, use it. Relationship can buy anything. You must hear what I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth, whether you like it or not. Whether you are a poor man today, invest in your relationship. Everyone you are seeing today will not remain poor. There are people that God can leave them. Those guys, you remember Shekinah, the Believers Challenge? Those guys that were praying, that were holding themselves like this, that were doing as if they were fighting. They're in your church now. One of them is in where? Is it Dubai? One of them is in Dubai now. Those guys that used to pray and they will be holding the wall, they are climbing the wall. Somebody say, what are they doing like that? Well, he's in Dubai now. He came to my house. I pray for him. I say, go. You think if you want to send seed, you will send in Naira? It's an insult. You see, you must understand that the relationship we're able to maintain over time can buy. This mic, I did not buy it. Somebody in Abuja, when I was doing ministry, said, Apostle Kai, you need a special mic that you can be traveling with. He went and purchased one of the most expensive. He said, take it. When you go, just plug something there, it can pick up. I told you, till today, I don't remember when last I buy clothes. There is a company in Abuja that produce clothes all the time for me. I am proud to speak of them. Why? My relationship with them. I will never take it for granted. They are so important. Clothes that I can buy, 40,000, 50,000. This man look at me. He said, no, Apostle, from today, anytime you need clothes, whether you don't need it, I will bring it. I don't need it, they will gather it. Don't sit and say, I've never changed, I've never repeated clothes in Shekinah. It's not as if I'm sewing it. I don't have the money to do it. I would rather use the money to increase more in Shekinah. But somebody say, no, I will give you again and again and again and again. And he wake up and say, there is a design they can do. Maybe there is this your logo. They can be putting in all the clothes. I say, why I put it now? He bought the clothes, designed the logos on them. Relationship can buy anything. I don't need, see, with relationship, you don't need to own anything. Somebody can give you everything for free. When you need a car, it will be there. When you need a house, it can be there. Anything you need to be there. I told you, this camera is at 1 point something, right? I didn't buy it. How many of us can buy it here? We don't do offering here. Somebody wake up and say, no, we will buy it. They bought it and bring it. My friends, how many things can you labor for? Let's be frank. How long can you labor? Labor to buy. Labor 10 naira, buy 10 naira. Labor 50,000, buy 3. You will grow old and you remain poor. You need a relationship that can break those protocols. That one day somebody can wake up. You say, I like the way you are. You have been a good friend to me. Please take 10 million. Take 5 million. Just take 3 million. And they will tell you, thank you. It's a privilege. What? A privilege? Sometimes I go to somewhere. Say, Apostle, you have been using one watch for a long time. Please take this new watch. I remember when you showed me a watch somebody gave you. I said, that's good. I said, let them bring more. You are paying the price. You are praying. You are fasting. You are growing the anointing. Maintain a good relationship. In the day God lifts you, my brothers, sometimes you listen. Who can you bless here? If you can find nobody, it's because none of them were a good friend enough. Don't be there criticizing people, shouting against people, insulting people. No! Build valuable relationships. Many of you are looking at each other here. You don't know where you will see the next of you in the next year. Just because you are giving me food to eat today doesn't mean there will be nothing tomorrow. Tomorrow you will hear that this one is this, this one is that, this one is this. But the painful part of it is that they were not your friends. They were your enemy. I don't say this to brag. Till today, you know me, I have not really worked. Till today, with all my certificate, master degree, I didn't work. Every day, every month, somebody will look at me. Apostle, take 1 naira. Apostle, take 2 naira. Apostle, take 3 naira. Apostle, take this. Apostle, take that. Take this, take this, take this. Who can be so desperate? Who can be so desirous to bless you? Who will be so uncomfortable until they bless you? Who will go sleeping and God will wake them up and say, go and bless blessing. Go and bless Sarafina. Go and do this for Joshua. Go and do this for Paul. Who? Sometimes when I sit down, I begin to pray, Father, send me somebody. I am somebody to someone, but send me somebody. I am blessing somebody who will bless me. Before you pray that prayer, Paul said, my God shall supply your needs according to his riches in glory. But he ensured that he actually blessed the people first. You cast your bread upon many waters, one day it will return. Something for nothing is robbery. Who are you investing in today? People wonder, why are people doing this? There are people that have been in my life for the past 10 years. I have stood by them for the past 15 years. I have stood by them by the past 10 years. I have stood by them for the past 10 years. There are people that I have helped and have been helping for so many years. Today, God has lifted them. They say, no, you cannot remain hungry. Take this. See, let me tell you, if you don't believe in this relationship thing, you will suffer. It's not about boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm telling you, be a friend to somebody that is willing to reward you. Who can you call right now that can give you 100,000 without sleeping with you? If let's say they say they are killing you tomorrow, who can you call now? And he will say, take 100,000. I don't need to have sex with you. Some of you are not even guaranteed of 10,000. A friend of mine wanted to marry. There was no money. I say, how many people have you blessed in this life? If there are 100 of them, if all of the 100 give you 10,000, how much is it? If there are 200 of them, if the 200 of them give you 5,000, 10,000, how much is it? 1 million is not a big money. It's 100,000 from 10 people. For the past 10 years, you are not sure that somebody can bail you out. That can bring their integrity down. You were with me in Abuja. People will come with Lexus Jeep, come with all kinds of things. Sometimes come with security. I was in a place with donor. They came with security and police. They were shooting guns in the sky. I said, stop this thing. Let me tell you, who are you investing in? Everybody you see on Facebook is not a scammer. Every guy you see here are not scammers. Not everybody is out there to sleep with you. Not everybody is out there to wreck your life. There are people that are there to help you. There are people that are there to ensure that the vision, the mandate, your life become better. If you neglect people, you will suffer. And sometimes when God gives you people, don't take advantage of them. Don't manipulate them. Don't use them. Don't become carnal with them. Don't insult them. They are valuable. They are important. You made us great. You believe in me, I became great. If everybody stop believing in Oedipo today, my brother, he ceases from being Oedipo. Man, make us great. Say, this is my beloved son upon whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Can you rise up on your feet and pray this prayer? How did God bless us? God bless us two people. The money you are looking for, the greatness you are looking for is on the earth. The vision God has given to you, the mandate God has given to you, that poverty in your family, that challenge in your family is not that strong. God needs to send you men that will help you. The lifter of men. Who can pay your school fees and not say, I must sleep with you? Who can pay your house rent and not say, they must sleep with you? Who can say, I like you, and because I like you, every month take 10,000. Every month take 20,000. Every month take 100,000. Who can wreak their integrity for you? Who can reach it? A challenge among all these five fingers of greatness I state, no one is working. Your life is a problem. I am using all the five of them. I am a man of the anointing. I am a man of power. I am a man of wisdom. I am a man of value. I am a man of notable, profitable relationship. I know people, Jesus. I know men. I may not be too open about it. I may not tell you, I know men. I know millionaires, I know billionaires. If I cry, they will help me. I don't need to cry. All I need to do is, oh God, put my burden in their heart. The money you are looking for is not lost, it's on the earth. Which billionaire,
rich trillionaire. They don't exist, but there are secret people that have so much wealth. Nobody knows about them. Forbes does not know them. I met a so much rich man. I can't imagine the world does not know the man. I say, oh God, there are silent rich people. Everybody cannot hate you. Just because they say you will not succeed in life doesn't mean you will not succeed. It's a lie. Your mother have died, your father have died. Who can be your father? Who can adopt you? Who can take your burden? Who can take your responsibility? Who can say from today you cannot remain hungry again? Who can say if you are hungry, call me? Cry. A man was in a pool called Bethesda, and for many years his problem was, I have no man, I have no one, no one can carry me inside the pool. And the man suffered because he have no man. Who do you have? Who do you have? Apart from me in your life, who can you call upon in the days of trouble? Apart from me, apart from God, who can give you a free phone? He said, take this phone, take this car, take this house, take this motorcycle, take this land, take these clothes, take this for free. I don't need to sleep with you. God say I should give you. God say I should give you. I see an anointing coming upon you right now. An empowerment of the spirit. An anointing. A power. A wisdom. I lay my kangia valane kavialo. Aria manka kivo baraya. Baria kavanatali. I say, Bama Kampomai Kalaya. I see the Lord renewing grace upon you. The grace. Hold him, hold him, hold him. Ushers, ushers, bring them out. I see the Lord releasing grace. Grace for expansion. Grace for productivity. Grace for greatness. Grace for greatness. I see the power of God for goodness resting upon you. 1, 2, 3. Take it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Many of you have been held back by demonic powers. Demonic power stopping you from becoming great. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. Right now. Right now. Right now. I see an anointing resting upon you right now. An anointing is resting upon you right now. An oil, an oil, an oil, an oil, an oil. I break that pattern. I break it. I break it. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Seven people. I see the spirit of favor, the grace of favor, the grace of favor, the grace of favor is coming upon you right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Before this week runs out, before this week runs out, I unlock the fingers, I unlock the fingers, I unlock the fingers, I unlock them, I unlock them, I unlock them, I unlock them. Some of you have never given testimony before. You have never given testimony before. You have never given testimony before. I see favor coming upon you. I see favor. I see favor. I see favor resting. Favor. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. I break that yoke of poverty. I break that yoke of poverty. I break that yoke of delay. I break it. I break it. I break it. You must be favored. You must be favored. You must be favored. There are many of you, in the next 5 minutes I'm over. There are many of you that you have never given a testimony before. You tried it, it failed. You tried that, it failed. You tried this one, it failed. Everything in your life seems to be crashing. I bring you a shortcut, the fingers of greatness. If you are here, run to the front right now. Let me pray for you. Let me enable you. I want to empower you. Run to the front right now.
Holy Ghost.
Every door the devil has closed, the door of the anointing, the door of power, the door of relationship, the door of wisdom, the door of wisdom, the door of power, the door of value. Lafia is not too far. Nasarawa State is not too far. Somebody can call from the US. Somebody can call from America.
Holy Ghost, another 1,000,000.
Your life cannot remain like this. See, if I be a man of God, if I am not lying to you, if I be a man of God, if I am not lying to you, God has lifted me. I have no reason to lie.
Holy Ghost, another 1,000,000.
There is a grace of favor upon my life. A grace of favor. I commit it unto you. You must be favored. Somebody will pray. They will pray. From today, go and buy money. Let your life purchase money. Greatness will become cheap.
I empower you
by the power of God. I break every yoke from today. I break every yoke. From today, go and become great. Hold on. Go and become great. Every yoke is broken. I know you don't have father. I know you don't have mother. I know you don't have father. But the Lord be your father. God will send you people. You will not lack. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Every sickness I break. I break it. By the anointing. Somebody will pray for the wedding. Somebody will pray your schools. Receive it. I break it. Power of God. Carry the power of God. Hold on. Yes. I see the hand of God coming upon Sarah in the congregation. In the congregation. I see sickness have been broken. There's somebody who bring that person up. Somebody's under that chair. Oh my God. I see chains being broken. Nobody is favored in your family. You cannot die like that. Let that yoke be broken. Break now. Yes. Hold on. Yes.
When you are here,
Many of you know me. I came from a humble background like you. Forget my humility. I know where God has taken me to. I know. I am being humble for a time. In the days when men say I am proud, you can defend me. I drink garri with you. I trek together with you. I know what my life can produce. I know my value. I know my worth. God can so empower you. God can so energize you. Forget you are a girl. Forget you are Tudu Amba. Forget you are Lafia. No. Say, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good? Yes. Philip Cephas, is that something good? Put your name. You are that something good. There's a grace upon my life. It's the grace of favor. You don't need to like me. You will need me. You don't need to like me. Hate me all you care. But because you need me, you need me. May the Lord make you so valuable that people cannot do without you. May God create a problem that only you can solve. They meet everybody. When they meet you, say there's a difference. You are different. It's an anointing. It's a value. It's a power. It's a wisdom. Everybody try the thing, they fail. Everybody try, they fail. Until you step in. Until you come up. And they don't know why they are supporting you. They don't know why they are doing it. Somebody look at me. He sent me a millionaire. I said, sir, I don't need it. He said, you don't need to need it. Take it. Somebody look at me. He said, take this house. I said, I don't need it. He said, no. As I'm talking to you right now, I was called in the country. They said, we are keeping a house for you. Anytime you want, come. I said, I don't want it. They called me. They said, there's a land. We give you a land. Come and start ministry there. We give you this. I said, I don't want it. See, forget it. You may be a pauper. You may be drinking garri. You may be nothing. Your value, the anointing, the grace, it can attract. It doesn't matter whosoever despise you. Glory in the anointing. The Bible said the man Jesus increase in power, increase in wisdom, increase in power, increase in wisdom, increase. I break every sickness. I break every sickness. I break every disease. I break every oppression. I break it. I break it. See, before the next Shekinah, everyone must have a testimony. Everyone must have a testimony. Somebody will call you and say, I love you. I like you. I want to do this for you. I open doors. I open doors. I open doors. Your ministry is shifted. Your business is shifted. Your business is shifted. Your ministry is shifted. Your relationship is shifted. Your church is shifted. I am here to bring you grace. I bring you grace. I add my voice to your verse. If I am global, be global. If I am valuable, be valuable. If I am recognized, be recognized. A man God help is always better than a man that help himself. We cannot help ourselves. We can't. I see yokes break. Many of you, nobody has ever favored you. Nobody has ever favored you. Nobody ever favored you. But it's a lie. I changed that narrative in the spirit. I changed it. I changed it. You knock at this door, you refuse to open. You knock this door. You cannot become great like that. No. Many of you, I'm seeing your hand burning. It's a new power. A new power. A new power. That admission must be given. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. The lecturer don't need to know your name. They will like you. They will pass you. I enable you by the Spirit. I bring you the grace called Shekinah. I bring you the grace called Shekinah. It's the manifested presence of God. Go with it to your house. Go with it to your family. Go with it to your ministry. Go with it to your homes. Go with it to your business. Go with it to your school. From today, let strangers bring you glad tidings. Let ravens feed you. As a widow of Zarephath, where is your Elijah? Let Elijah come. Let Elijah come. Your helper has come.
My help has come.
Because of the want of time, I promised 7:30. I can't imagine I went beyond this. But there was something that came into the atmosphere. Shekinah is always an encounter with God. We are wasting our time if we gather people and give them nothing. As we are coming, I saw them playing football. People gather more there. People gather more. I said, people cannot gather here and they will go back the same. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may the same God that helped me, may that God help you in the name of Jesus. None of you will die this month in the name of Jesus. You will hear of the testimony, but you will never partake of it in death in the name of Jesus. Your testimony will be from glory to glory, from riches to riches, from grace to grace. I decree and I declare, from today may your hand be so full of blessings. None of you will lack in the name of Jesus. I ask that before next month, every one of us, we have a testimony in the name of Jesus. Many of you that are sick in your body, I say be healed in the name of Jesus. Many of you are trusting God for financial breakthrough. I say breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Many of you are trusting God for lifting in the name of Jesus. I say be lifted. There are so many of you that have been applying for jobs. I decree and I declare, I unleash and release that job for you in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing something like a court case. In the name of Jesus, I cancel that case in the name of Jesus. The Lord empower you. The Lord strengthen you by the power of the Spirit. As you return back, may these five fingers of God, let them be activated in your life in the name of Jesus. Who have you helped that has forgotten you? May they remember you within this month in the name of Jesus. May the anointing work. May the power of God work. May the wisdom of God work. May your value work in the name of Jesus. The Lord empower you and strengthen you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Please give the Lord a shout.
You have been listening to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International, sent with a mandate to raise believers built up in prayer and tenacious faith. You can get our messages at www.philipsephers.com, and you can follow us online via our Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and Twitter, all at Shekinah Network International. Remember, God loves you.